Do not wish to be anything but what you are. Do not wish to be anything but what you are. It's so easy for us to want to be something different than what we are, because we look at the world around us and we think that other people are having grand and glorious experiences because they're different than what we are. Now, if we wish to be something that we are not, then we are getting into all sorts of problems. We're getting into all sorts of conflicts and all sorts of difficulties, and it's a very difficult thing to do. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want to be in conflict with yourself? Do you want to be in all sorts of difficulties on what makes the world go round? Do you want to do that? Well, if you do, then you got something really tough going for yourself. You've got something really tough in your heart, and that is a silly, silly, silly thing to do. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want to have something silly in your heart, something silly and tough in your heart that makes it difficult for you to experience the world that you are? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. To enjoy being who you are. Being just what you are. Do not wish for anything that you do not want to be. Do not wish for anything that is not making you happy. When we say to ourselves, I like me just the way I am. I like me as a happy being. I like me as the person that I am. I like me in every way that I am. On the TED Talk shows, they have a lot of people talking about a lot of different subjects. And they're all talking about things that they have studied and they have looked into. And they find that these things are fascinating and wonderful and glorious. And they find that they're something so fulfilling that it's just beyond imagination that they're so fulfilling. But they are. Now, what about you? What are you finding that is something that is beyond imagination but glorious for you? What are you finding? Are you finding that you can breathe beautifully? Are you finding that you have cells in your brain that are working night and day to do a beautiful job for you? Around the clock, every moment of your life, they're alive cells. And they're good cells. And they're wonderful cells. Yes, they are. And when you start realizing that these wonderful cells are doing great things for you, it's really amazing. When you go to sleep, you have your brain that sort of doesn't go to sleep, but it changes its operation, and it sends cleansing fluids through your brain, through every cell of your brain, to clean it up, to make it work another day. And that's why sleep is so wonderfully important. Sleep allows this switch of active brain and thinking and doing things for yourself to the inactive brain, where it is working on its own purpose of cleansing itself. Now, did you know that? Most of us didn't know that. Most of us didn't care about that, and most of us don't care about that. But it's going on. It's going on. Our heart is pumping, pumping, pumping every moment of our life. When our heart ceases to pump, then we say we're dead. But our heart does not cease to pump so long as we are alive. So long as we are vitally interested in the world that we're in, so long as we are in tune with whatever goes on in our life, then we are alive, truly. Our lymphatic system cleanses our other body, other than the brain, and cleanses out all of the toxins and all of the things that are disturbing to our body's activity. We have a perfectly operating machine that does its perfect job every moment of our life. And we live 50, 100, more than that years of our life. And our heart does not complain. It just keeps going and going and going. Our lungs do not complain of getting good air or bad air. They just take in the air that they're given. They cleanse it and they purify it and they make it available for us. And we acclimate to it in a very beautiful, positive way. our eyes look out and see everything. And isn't it strange? Our eyes see everything upside down. Yes, our eyes see everything upside down, and then they straighten it up for us. So, in truth, we must be living in an upside-down universe, but we cannot allow ourselves to think that way because it'll make us go crazy. It'll make us think that this is not correct, but it is, because our eyes see everything upside down, and they change it from upside down to right side up for us to live in this world that we live in and to have the things that we do. Now, we can talk to a million, billion, zillion, trillion people by using the radio or the telephone, by using all the means. But we talk to these same people with our mental attitudes. And with our mental attitudes, talking to these people, wonderful things happen to us. Wonderful things take place in our world. Wonderful things take place in our life, and we feel so grand and so glorious. Now, when we hear, what a wonderful thing that we have the ability to hear. Yes, how wonderful it is that we have the ability to hear. Don't wish for anything but what you are, for what you are is amazing. What you are is glorious. What you are is amazing and fantastic and glorious and wonderful right now. And it's always that way. Now, are you ready, willing, and able to enjoy all that you are? Don't wish for anything but what you are. Just be happy with what you are. I have an ideal heart. Claim it. Whenever you speak of your heart, say it's ideal. Whenever you speak of your brain, say it's ideal. Whenever you speak of your eyes, say they're ideal. Whenever you speak of your hearing, say it's ideal. Whenever you speak of your lungs, say they're ideal. And on and on. And do have a love affair with your body. Do have a love affair with everything about you. Because as you have a love affair with everything about you, you're not wishing for anything. You're living it. You're enjoying it. You're having the greatest time of your life doing all that is wonderful and good for you. Yes. We do not wish to be anything but what we are. Just begin to realize what I am, what you are, is pretty marvelous. What I am, what you are, is spectacular beyond imagination. What I am and you are is an amazing piece of work. Yes, it is. And it's a perfect design because it can handle all of the positive and negative things that come along. The negative things may drag it down a little bit and you have to pull yourself back up again, but you can. You can. And you pull yourself back up again, not by wishing for something, but just by being what your body is, being what your life is. Because it is doing great and wonderful things, and you are doing great and wonderful things, and that's all that matters. Are you a great and wonderful being? Are you a happy being? Are you a being who, if you were to say, I am a philosopher, what is your philosophy? My philosophy is that I like me. My philosophy is that every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, now and always. Yes. That's what it goes on. We do not wish for anything but what we are. And we are gloriously made. We are gloriously created. And we are glorious in every being. That's what we are. We don't wish for it, we are it. Now, accept it, know it, claim it for yourself, and live it every moment of your life. Because that's who I am, that's who you are, and that's all that matters. Know that in this wonderful world, filled with glorious beings, just like ourselves, that every moment of my life is spent loving me and loving you as my creation. I love you as my creation. I love you as my creation. And you are good and very, very good. You are good and very, very good. You are good and very, very good.